Yep.
We'll call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order. Rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Good evening, all. We'll move on to public comment. It kind of appears that we're a little short on the public here tonight. So we'll move on to the agenda review. Is there anything to add?
Mayor and City Council members, there's a few things to add. There's the May MinSpec Minute memorandum from the Minnesota Department of Health. That's about the recommendation for the fluoride in the drinking water. There is an email from Xcel Energy on the pole replacement they are going to be doing around town starting in a few weeks. There's an updated utility delinquent report and an updated May claims list.
Somebody call Xcel Energy and tell them to paint the poles. They look awful rusty lately. All those steel poles they're putting up, but probably what they're going to do out here is replacing all the wooden with those welded steel ones.
Oh, yeah?
But they're all sitting out there. They're just sitting. They got rust all over them.
Anything else from the council pertaining to the agenda? Is there any added items? If not, I'd look for a motion to approve the agenda with the added items.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the agenda with the added items. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Consent agenda. Hope everybody has a little time to look it over. If there's any questions or comments? Otherwise.
I move to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Mr. Glander, HFD.
Good evening, everybody. I don't have a lot tonight. The first thing is, I guess somebody was asking around about the bowling balls down the bowling alley. Somebody wants some of them. They were told that they belong to the fire department. So they approached us. And we were wondering what, if we can get them away or what we need to do with it.
How many do they want?
I guess two or three.
Well, two or three, I guess, we wouldn't have a problem with.
Okay.
One thing, have you been down there lately ever?
I haven't been down there in 5 years, probably.
Because, I'm just wondering, you know, there's probably stuff yet down there that belong to previous bowlers down there. And probably some of them have been deceased or anything.
Right, and that's what I heard that Chef's bowling ball still sitting out there. Well, we haven't run bowling in 20 years. At least I've been on the department 20 years, I think. Maybe the first year we had it, but I don't think we did, so.
So I guess we had a little discussion here before. Yeah, it'd be nice to get that thing going once in a while. Something to do in time.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe that's something you could kind of bring back to the FD to us, you know. It's nothing elaborate, you know, like we have to measure the lanes that you're,
right,
you know, ABC approved or anything like that.
Yeah, what's wrong with the, I know the pin setters are broken now, right? That's
no.
I thought the pin setters weren't working properly. That was part of the reason we stopped.
Somebody was down there not that long ago, fired them up and threw balls, and they... The belts made a little bit of squealing, but anybody would if they sat that long.
Okay, I think the biggest problem would probably be is floors are probably really warm, but it's really damp down there. Especially with all the big rains and stuff we've had, it's not, like I said, it's very mildewy in there if you open that door. Last time I was in there about a year and a half ago, January of 2014, and it's really mildewy. We'd have to have somebody come in and take a look and see just how badly those floors are warped and what it would actually cost, I think, to get them redone.
Yeah, I mean, that's something if down the road, if somebody wants to, promote it a little bit, you can have fireman's party down there, get together, or, even, groups, from families in town or something. But if it's a couple of balls, I guess, that are on the rack,
I know nothing about them. I've never been part of the bowling league. I don't know whose balls they are. We were just told they belong to the fire department.
They probably are.
Besides, say some personal ones that people left there, and some probably aren't even alive anymore.
I would actually think once that maybe, the officers now, and some that have been, or were, very involved with it years ago.
Yeah.
But maybe go down there once, and maybe to get some of this back to some of their rightful owners. And, it doesn't have to sit down there.
Right, no.
And I think there's a cooler down there too yet, if I'm not mistaken. That coat cooler, that sliding door. Did you pay any attention if you were down there?
Is it in the bowling alley
itself?
No,
it's in the little office.
There's a refrigerator. I don't know if there's a cooler. I guess I didn't look at it. Why don't I used to keep beer and, leftover beer and pop down there for the Lions in that refrigerator, but that was about it.
So, plus there's a cash register down there that's probably worth money.
That's an antique, yes. That's
that should probably get appraised once.
Okay.
If the FD is looking for some funds, maybe that could be a little bit of a gold mine.
Take it to Pawn Stars and see if that guy will give you any money for it.
If it's two or three, I don't think I've got an objection. But
okay.
I would think, that maybe get together, your dad was, chief, Brad, Digga. I mean, he was very involved with it.
Yeah.
I was working at Harriet for many years down there. Maybe we should just go down there once and take inventory and see if they work. And
sure.
Just put a level across them.
Yeah.
Lay in joints and see what's what.
If we're not going to do a league, I don't think we're going to stick a lot of money into the league.
No, it's not going to be a league. It would be more just, I think, a community place to, rainy afternoon once. If your family, kids want to go or whatever.
Yeah, she's
just
getting an air fire running down there. There's actually a demon air fire running down there. The lanes look pretty good, actually.
Yeah, I thought there was one down there.
Yeah, I looked at it a while ago. It don't look too bad, actually.
Yeah. Who's even got a key to get in there?
I don't know. I was looking for one on my ring, and I don't.
The Lions president has one.
I got a key.
And I don't know if anyone else in Lions does. Possibly Dwayne.
Maybe.
It's open
anyway.
It's
open
anyway. Okay.
It's not
on
there, so it's open.
It is. Okay, well, I might shoot once. But yeah, then kind of bring that maybe to the department.
Yeah.
I don't know, Chris, you have?
Yeah, I know the Lions have talked about it, maybe trying to revitalize it too. And after we found out the fire department's in charge of it, maybe a conjunction between the two groups.
I don't think it would hurt to have another activity or any activity in town.
No, I thought we needed some repair work done to the pin setters. They didn't work all the time properly or something.
Yeah, there might be some glitches, but we'll have to see.
Yeah.
That's why maybe we should all just get together once and go down there and check it out. Because Digga would know kind of the workings of them too.
The setters.
So.
And then officers meetings, we're going to start doing officers meetings the Monday before our fire meeting, just because it seems like if we try to do it before, there's always people running in asking questions and things are getting much. So we're just going to meet a week ahead of time to go over the agenda and make sure that everything is set so we can take care of some of the stuff before meeting. And then engine pump testing was done on both engines, and they both passed, and nothing needed to be fixed on either one of them this year.
That is good.
That's good. And that's all I've got, unless somebody's got something for me.
Motion for Adam?
Have you heard anything on the J5 thing?
I'm assuming not, Dustin. I met with Dustin yesterday, and he was going to email the guy again, and he never got back to me today, so I'm assuming he hasn't heard from him. And I don't know what the deal is there. I know it's very poor cell phone service, but if you email him, we should be able to get back to him.
You think that there should be some communication.
Yeah, so, and yeah, Dustin didn't call me today, that I got back from somebody.
Yes, I don't know. Me and Steve were talking a little bit too. Once the J5 ever is gone, you know, with the trailer, maybe we should run that through the city as a, you know, sealed bids or something.
For the trailer?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, get the ball rolling that way.
No.
I can't see getting rid of it before the J5 is gone, but.
No.
That's just something I think that we gotta get moving on.
Yeah.
Maybe a couple more emails up there.
Well, hopefully, because pretty soon the fire season will be over and it'll sit here again.
It's going to be right there. Yeah. All right.
All right.
Anything else? All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, we move on. Old city business. The mosquito service schedule.
Jeremy wanted me to let you guys know he is still waiting to hear back on them. You wanted Jeremy to check on what the increase would
right.
be. He's emailed them. He has not heard anything back on what the increase would be to have our springs change back to Thursday instead of Tuesday. However, they are Summerfest weekend going to spray that Thursday and not the Tuesday for no additional charge.
But we are on their schedule.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Their Tuesday schedule.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Food for Kids program.
Yeah, that'll be this Saturday.
Yep.
8 to noon. We'll be setting up around 7 o'clock during the morning. So anybody who wants to help, more than welcome to come down. The goal is to pack 20,000 meals or more. And it sounds like a large number, but it's really, in doing more research, it's not that huge of a number. I was actually pretty surprised.
It goes quick.
Yeah. Cologne did this a month and a half ago, and they did 20,000 meals in a little over 3 hours, I think, is what the number
really?
Was.
Yep. How many people did they have work?
About 75 people, kind of in and out. Our hope is that we'll have, you know, at any point in time, 50 people there. And then I know a lot of organizations in the area are coming down to do it because they need volunteer hours and things.
You're
going to
do it at all.
We're here. Written there. Justin's going to take the machines out, the rigs out, and just in the front side, and then we'll set up tables. And then we'll tear down afterwards.
Sounds good. Hopefully it is.
Yeah. Hopefully you go over your goal.
Well, I hope so, too. And the meals are going to go, they already have them earmarked. They're going to Nepal, so. They just got hit with another earthquake yesterday. That's where the meals will be headed.
All right. Anything else under Old City Business? Sure you got anything to add?
Nope, that's it.
All right, we'll move on to Public Works. Mr. Schultz.
He's got done disturbing the ponds. For the year, I don't think I'll have to do a second one. The water wasn't that high in there, and we ended up having a dry summer. I don't need to get too far down, so that, I guess I'll finish that on Sunday. Went to that class for 3 days down in Owatonna, and found out I passed my test.
Congratulations on that.
Thank you. It was kind of a relief.
Were you nervous?
Huh?
Were you nervous?
Well, yeah, there's a lot of stuff on the test that's not really going to cover, but we don't have like enemy and sludge and stuff like that. We don't work with stuff like that. We didn't actually even cover it. It was in the book, and I guess my study is like not the paper and stuff that we need. And some of the pressure on the others. Yeah, I was a little bit weary. Yeah. I thought I passed, but you don't know if you never work with something and you don't want to direct it. Well, but Kurt would like to take me to Arlington or Beeler or whatever. They have them. He says, kind of show me what they actually do and what it does and the different screens and stuff. So sometime it might just run over there just to see what's what that stuff is all about.
Before Greg goes on, Jeremy wanted me to bring up about that. When Greg was hired, he said, I don't know, was it in the job description that if he passed his sewer license, he would... Right. It would be brought before council.
Right.
That he would... Right. It was up to council if he would...
Was it a buck on each one? Water and sewer?
Yeah.
Okay. I know it was... Oh, you would have...
Mm-hmm. Water test I can't take for 2 more years. You got to work on yourself for 3 months.
Yeah.
Okay. Still on something like that. So.
I imagine we have to make a motion to approve that then because he's got it.
I move that we give this $1 raise for passing his certification.
For a second.
Oh. Effective. We need an effective date.
Let's see. When did you get there?
When does the next payroll period start?
The next payroll period starts Monday, so we can do it. I didn't bring my calendar.
Okay, start it this next Monday. Effective this next Monday.
It's the 18th.
The 18th?
18th. So you want to add that into your motion?
Yeah. I move that we give Greg his $1 raise effective the 18th.
Second, you have
second? Second.
Motion made and seconded to award Greg $1 raise for completing the sewer license procedure to begin with May 18th as the starting date. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Well, you got it. You got to work for it.
The gutter's on that. Fire station, I don't know if anybody's seen, but they are installed, and they will check them out and drain it or whatever. So, I'm waiting on a second quote on the lights yet. I was expecting that today, probably come tomorrow. We had a Stream Electric give me a quote for the lights in the fire station. So when they come, wait for the next meeting to see you.
I guess we should. And if we don't really keep going on there. Yeah, no, I don't think it's not going to make a big deal.
Huge spend like that since it was built. So, so like I said, I'm waiting on that. Park bathrooms are both been operational. Water's going to the sinks on both sides. I'm going to build some kind of a, I don't know if anybody's looked at it, but what they did was they dug it up and they ran the piping up on the outside of the building. I'm going to do some kind of a box of some
box
sort.
Box
just to make it look better. Plus, maybe I won't use it on anything or everything else, do you know? So. That'll happen this summer. I had several other leaks and stuff that I took care of in there. Some workmanship somewhere along the line that I have to deal with and have to, but everything is fixed in that. We also have another problem in there. When I had Hilgers in there, I always have plumb toilets coming. And I guess I always thought it was because people are screwing around and throwing stuff in or balling up too much toilet paper and stuff. Anyway, when Hilgers was down there and I had the things off all the walls, he had just said to me, he said, do you have plumb toilet problem? I said, yes, I do. And he said, this system is not set up for toilets. He said, there's no way that if every toilet was flushed at the same time, maybe two or three of them, he said we were going to have the water pressure in the water to take everything down. And the only way to fix it is, number one, to redo all the plumbing in there. Or what he suggested was, in the girls' two toilets, to put the, what he calls the EDA power flushers in there. With that, in the winter time, the toilets would have to be disassembled. Things would have to come off because it's a bladder and it can freeze. I don't know where to go with that. I told him no because the toilets are $600 a piece. Mm-hmm. And so I think for now we'll just live with laundry.
Well, you know, I've never really heard a concern down there of all the years they've been there.
Well, I've been here for a year and I always
find, you know, and I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Anybody else ever hear concerns on
that? Never ever said
anything. I never knew.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I just always thought, you know, kids screwing around or something.
Yeah.
Well, what ends up happening is probably it doesn't go down and the next person uses it, it gets, but he just said, oh, that thing was set up. He said there's no way that that was ever set up to him. Well, there's a urinal and three toilets in it, actually. Plus, then you got the sink, and then you got two outs. So, he says that it's just not set up for that kind of use of whatever. But we'll just live with it somewhere down the line. It's something we might have to do.
Somewhere down the line, it's maybe a plan for to redo that down there anyway.
Yeah, I mean, if we have issues with it right now, and we move forward with a handicap stall, that we're going to exacerbate that situation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he said already. He said, I guess when he asked me if I got problems with it, I said, yeah. But I said, I just thought it was because people screwing around and stuff.
It was juvenile.
Yeah, he said, no, this is not set up or plumbed for that kind of, you know, I know back, with asking questions and stuff, I know that it was done I talked to Wendell Stewart. He said he actually did the plumbing down there that time. He worked for the farm store up here that time. And, you know, so I don't know back then how they had it. That was a long time ago. You know, I was trying to find out where the thing ran underground and he could have done for that time or whatever. But anyway, just something to keep in mind because, like I said, you know, somewhere down the line, if we have a big event or something, that's probably something we're going to run into.
But under stools, it must be old stools, huh?
Yeah, they're old runs, broke, basically, two of them. So.
Yeah, I know that make. There's a 3-inch one and a 4-inch one. And that must be the gooseneck thing. And I just put a new one in here about a year ago, and it works fantastic compared to the old one. And that was only a 3-inch one. And being one, you said one is broke, maybe be to try one of them, see if it would work. I got it from the nurse.
Just a regular toilet, though?
Yeah.
You're talking about the throat, then?
Yeah.
4-inch?
Yeah, there's different sizes. I didn't know that myself. And finally, you look on the box, and you have somebody that knows something up there, and he just, this is the one. It costs about $150 or $179 or whatever it was, I don't know. But
these toilets that are down there right now aren't regular toilets, though. I don't know if you're aware of what they are, but it's just like the base, and then you got the standpipe that comes up, and you got what they call a urine valve on them, and that's all stainless steel, and it goes into the wall, and that's where it hooks up to the copper piping, so it's not an actual toilet with a base and stuff.
Oh.
He had said too, if they decided to go with the mediated power flushes, that they make a tamper proof with a lid that locks, because he said what happens is they put their toilet down there, they take it put out, you know. So he said it would have to be something like that. Or what he suggested. suggested too, he said we put a piece of stainless steel across and bolt it to both sides of the thing. He said that way if someone wants to get up to under and jump or think they're going to take it off, mm-hmm. they can't. They would have tools to take it off, take the bolts off. But anyway, I was just going to bring it up. Like I said, I know that's a lot of money, so I just, I told him for now, I said just forget about it. I said, make you guys aware of it.
Well, it sounds like we have a scooter around too, and Paul taking it out, storing it, and adding it in the sun.
Yeah, that's what he said. He said the whole bolt would have to come on to it and fall too. So, I'll just keep going.
Okay.
I got something on here about, and I seen the thing on here. About a walking path going through the park.
One of the projects that the Lions are looking into wouldn't be a project necessarily that we would complete this year, but maybe a project we would work for next year. There was just discussion from people in the club that, I mean, inside of town, you're fine walking around, you know, if you're walking, you know, to exercise, but once you get out of town, you know, it's just, you know, you're kind of at the hazard of whoever's driving by, making sure that they move over in that. So there was a discussion if there was a possibility to have a walking path at the park that would go around the circumference of the park. So more people would maybe walk there and then, you know, eventually maybe even use the park more often than just that. And so it's just kind of preliminary phases as far as trying to determine costs and...
Kind of around the fence line?
Yeah.
I'm gonna put 2 cents in on that. They have on here a 4 foot walking path on the picture. I think they already upgraded to a 6.
Okay.
I was gonna say 4 foot would be light enough for 2 feet to walk side by side.
Right.
6 foot path. I guess here's my concerns. And I just got the ball from yesterday. That's all peat gravel out there. It's holes, and it's like this, and it changes every year because of the old dump.
Mm-hmm.
And it's filled, and the peat rots, and that path will be constantly hole here, hole there, weeds growing in it. I see it as a maintenance thing.
Okay.
Just gonna say, I think it's a good idea, but if it were on solid ground, so to say, but like I said, and if you want to sometime walk back there and see, or take a lawnmower back there and just drive back there and see how it is, because they've rolled that part, they've done several different things to try and smooth it out, and 3 weeks later, it's backed up. Holes and I mean it just you cut run off
your last year. Yes, yeah.
And
I tried to put black peppers in that third disaster.
That's exactly what will happen with the trail too. The trail will become all holes. So it will be something that will have to be constantly filling holes and grading and like I said also with that peat ground when you cut you don't want to blow grass on there. You'd have to, blow 3+ rounds off of it. And, like I said, it's just going to be, grass will be piled up and everything. I don't know if there's a better place for it, but, I'm just saying along that fence line out there, it's going to be a tough maintenance issue.
Okay.
So just keep that in mind.
It's good to know.
If you try to put crushed rock or something there, that just keeps sinking into the...
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, you just had to keep them.
That's what I said. I'll just have to continually haul more and more rock in there because it's just gonna, go like this, just like the ground.
I think it's a good idea, but the location.
Like I said, if it were regular black dirt, it would be a great idea. But on that peat ground, I think it's gonna be a real issue. So I was, and you guys can do with it what you want, but I was just gonna bring that up because I know I even talked with Tim when he was out there measuring it. He said too, with the walking things, He said, it's going to be hard to dig and hard to level out and everything else. He said, it's going to be issues.
How deep would you have to go to put a good base in to make it level? Or couldn't you?
6 feet. That's all people have.
And who knows what you're going to run into?
Yeah, well, that's just it, because even when they dug up to fix the line, and I'll probably be back here tomorrow, I picked up glass for 2 hours, just because that was a big dump, and so everything was down underneath there, and when they back there, it was glass, and now it's raining, all the dirt's washed off, and it's all glass again, and then alongside of the building.
Well, we were putting that gas line into the generator down there at the lift station. We were all kinds of bottles and glasses, stuff that they were digging up out of the holes.
Yeah.
It was just all kinds of crap.
Yeah. The whole thing was a dump at one time, I guess. I never lived it back then.
I didn't either, but that's what I heard and see.
Yeah.
And before that, it was a lake.
Yeah. And I picked up several of the bottles and everything else, not just the glass, but you know, all the filters, there's everything down underground there, so. Like I said, I was just going to mention that to you guys. No. It's going to be a continuing issue.
It's good feedback.
Yeah.
Well, we'll keep that in mind. We'll have to. Is that a part-time help here, someone? Used to only?
Yeah, so the personnel committee met. We did get one application for the part-time help. And reviewing the application and getting some additional feedback, we feel very confident moving forward with this person. So our recommendation would be to offer the position to Melvin Sprengler at the $10 an hour rate and make it effective June 1st.
I guess that's good. We'd have to probably contact him that he wants it yet.
True.
And then so we can get the background.
Yep. Yeah, provided he would provide he passed the
background. So we should have kind of a motion to state that he would be the man. And
now I'll move that we offer the part-time summer help position to Melvin Sprengler for $10 an hour effective June 1st, provided he passes the background.
Your second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded to approve the offer to Mel Sprengler for the summertime help at $10 an hour. All in favor? Opposed? Carried. So are you going to contact him or did they contact him?
I believe probably one of those who should contact him since I'm not on the personnel committee.
Yeah.
I think it probably comes so from them.
I guess sooner the better.
To make the call tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then just let me know. Mm-hmm. And then he approves, I'll get in touch with the attorney. There you go. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Should we keep that ad going in the paper and get maybe a pool in case this guy doesn't like it or it doesn't work out or he doesn't take the job? We've got some more people that maybe would apply.
We actually ran it a third week. I know we approved to run it 2 weeks. We did run it a third week. Chris was in charge of putting it out. I saw it come across the chamber.
Yep.
And we had it on the sign. We got one other person who picked up an application. They didn't return it. I know, Greg, you said the city of Arlington is having problems filling their part-time help.
I guess I would not be doing it anymore. No, I think it's pretty.
Yeah, I talked to Mel. I think that, he would take it.
Yeah.
He also takes care of baseball field up here. So like he said, I'm in town pretty much every day anyway.
I think he'd be a good fit.
Oh, so this is somebody we know?
Yeah.
I thought it was just total stranger.
Yeah. No, he's part of the Hamburg baseball club.
Oh, I remember that.
But he's probably 40, business. 40-ish?
He's 50. He's a little older than him. I've known Mel my whole life. Yeah, he has a screen print business. He does like jerseys and all caps and stuff like that. So he said he's flexible and, I told him it could be for cutting, mainly for cutting grass and stuff. And I said, that's, right now it's almost 3 days a week. Growing like crazy. And he just said, too, he'd be flexible. If it's raining one day, he could, just not show up and come the next day or whatever. And like I said, he also he takes care of all the fields up here. So he said it would be extra cash for him because he's in town all the time anyway to check on them.
So like you have to fit?
Yeah, I think it would be a good fit for us. So.
You're going to use him for other things too, maybe?
Yeah, but like I said, if you know you got 10 to 20 hours a week, Bill, right now it's been all this time on the lot.
Okay. All right.
It's good. I hope you contact him. He'll.
Yep. Yeah. I'll give him a call tomorrow.
Anything else for Greg? I've got a couple of items to ask him. Could you get those big flower pots out tomorrow?
Yeah, I got
them. Because somebody's anxious to get some flowers out there. And. Now, this might sound picky, but can we maybe weed whip the grass, weeds, or whatever coming into town here right on the corner? You know, I think it's somebody else's responsibility. You think we should just trim that off once and maybe make a, how do you say, and it's done, and maybe jar somebody, you know?
Yeah. I would give a guy across the street a little guff right there. It's not a bother. He has a couple of years or something.
Well, I mean, do you agree with that, kind of?
Yeah.
It won't take much, but it's just an eyesore to me.
Yeah, I always do the fire. I mean, me and Drag, too, though. People don't take care of that either.
Yeah.
Yes.
Do we have anything to cut any tree branches down? Did you ever buy? Okay. If you would go down, you know where those two flower beds are? The one by the east. There's kind of a big one hanging over where the flowers are. And you should have some sun. If that one could get trimmed out, then there's a dead one just above that. And once, if you get some more help here once, is there still kind of a fence or something planned for by the generator? I know, I'm just saying that.
Still on the list.
Wonderful. I don't have anything else. Anything else for Greg? Otherwise, thanks for what you do. Good you passed. Appreciate it.
Congratulations on that.
All right. Well, thank you.
And we'll go from there.
Oh, one more thing. I'm still waiting on it. So, boss hasn't gotten back to me. Well, I don't know.
I don't know if you're all that busy estimating or what.
You want to see if you can give him a jingle and see if he's going to come off?
Well, he's going to come off the day after I talk to him.
Oh.
And he's able to email address and send an email.
That's almost, if you, when you guys looked at that, that's almost a priority.
Probably follow up call in here.
Yeah. He had said that they were really busy, but I guess that's been.
Yeah. Well, let's see what's going on. All
right.
All right, thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Greg.
We'll move on. Deputy Clerk report.
The first thing we have on there is the Good Government meeting presentation from the League. Jeremy received four more dates. June 1st, July 13th, July 20th, and July 27th. I believe they're all Mondays. The League and the attorney have both been in contact with Jeremy regarding this, and they're suggesting we do this as soon as possible.
What was it, June 1st?
June 1st, July 13th, July 20th, and July 27th.
Do any of those conflict with the fire department meetings? Those are on Monday also.
Well, even if they wouldn't be involved with that anyhow, would they?
You mean they'd meet in here possibly?
Yeah, because that's where we're going to be, right?
Well, and if it's just us, if it comes to it, if they can't meet in there, we can meet in there.
We can go in there.
Because I know when we have school board here once a year, we have school board, then the fire department, if they're pretty good about just even meeting out in the... Yeah, and the township shouldn't have anything there. It's Tuesday night.
On June 1st, the fire department will be in here and the Lions will be in there.
They will. Well, we could always meet at the hall, right?
And this presentation didn't take an hour, hour and a half.
I think they said about an hour, hour and a half.
Yeah.
So it's not...
Nothing. I think the sooner the better. Otherwise, summer's going to come in pretty soon.
Yeah,
right?
Everybody's really...
Yeah. I think if we can get it together, we'll find a place. Yeah. Even if we have to go to Dick's Hollis.
Yeah.
No, I think we could meet at the hall or something. I think we could find a place.
Should we go at June 1st? Or you say the Lions are in there? Are you involved if you'll be there?
Yeah, but I can have someone else run the meeting.
And what's the next one? Is July?
July. July 13th, 20th, and 27th.
Well, what time are we talking about? I mean, well, how long is your meeting there?
I mean, the Lions are in there at 7.
I believe we can set a time. I mean, we probably wouldn't want to go before 7 because you're...
That'd be tough. What's your feelings? I guess you're the only one that really is affected me. Yeah. Right? For first?
June 1st works for me. That's right.
We can make it work. We can find a place.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, we just need a motion then.
Anybody want to create
a motion? That June 1st for the league meeting. Good government meeting presentation, 7 o'clock.
Place to be determined.
Place to be determined, yes.
For a second.
Third.
Motion made and seconded to have the good government meeting presentation on June 1st at 7. Location to be determined. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
All right, the next thing we have is the public hearing for the to set an electronic franchise with Xcel Energy. I believe our last one, Jeremy said, was good for 10 years. Included in your packet is a copy of what we're looking at. When Jeremy returns the end of May, he is already meeting with the lawyer to go over this for our new one. What we need to do tonight is just set a public hearing date, which we're looking at prior to our June council meeting.
June 16th.
Mm-hmm. Is Jeremy okay with this date?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Yep. He said we could, 6:45, he thought, you know, before, he said if somebody's got a problem with that, we can do 7 and then do council meeting to follow. But at that time, him and the lawyer will go over this prior to that, have everything ready, and then we can okay it at that time and have a public hearing.
That would be a special meeting then? You'd have to post that? Or?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, public hearing.
June 16th.
You want to make a motion?
Everybody else okay?
Make it work.
Yep, I'll make a motion June 16th, public hearing for electric finances agreement, franchise agreement, I'm sorry.
Second.
6:45.
Motion made and seconded to set the public hearing for the electric franchise agreement on June 16th. At 6:45, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Workman's compensation renewal.
All right. On the workman's comp renewal, there are a couple different options that the city can go with. And the way Jeremy explained it to me is the city usually went with the what's now the number 2 option. It's called the deductible premium option with the $250 deductible per occurrence. But he said they've never before had the option of number 1, the regular premium option. So that's something a little different. There'd be no deductible on that one.
So there's no deductible on option one?
No. And if I understood him correctly, the way he explained it to me, I'm not real good with insurance stuff, so you guys are probably better at this than I am. I thought he said if he would almost prefer to go with the number one, because in the long run, it would probably end up being cheaper.
Oh, so the city would not have to pay the deductible, say somebody.
I mean, overall. He said even with one incident, or however you want to state it.
So, say the new city helper, if he takes it or wherever, he would be covered underneath that, right?
Workman's comp is for all employees. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So we're looking at.
I mean, and like on the front here, it shows, yeah. On the first page, it kind of shows the breakdown roughly.
I don't know which page you're talking about. Which page? Yeah, this one. That'd be a year.
Yes.
$6,346.
You're either looking at it's going to be $5,931 for option number one. Or if we go up option number two, it's going to be $6,029.
It's cheaper without a deductible?
I mean, if you go with option two, you know, you can do different amounts of deductibles too. Jeremy just said you, in the past, they've done the 250 deductible, but you've never had an option of not having.
Well, if I read this, it looks like option one is $5,931,
mm-hmm.
And option two, if we do the 250 deductible per occurrence, it's $5,865. Or if we went all the way to 50,000, it would be $4,363. So if we go the non-deductible rate, it'll be...
Oh, I see. So with 250D, it'd be 58.65 versus 59.31.
Yep, okay.
So we save, what, $80?
For $70, I think we're better off without the deductible.
Yeah.
I mean, that's cheap.
I mean, we got a lot of bodies that are low.
And even if you have one incident, you're still...
Yeah. I'll move that we go with the option one for the...
I'll second that one.
Workers' compensation renewal.
For the 59.31?
Yep.
And you seconded it? Motion made and seconded to go with option one for the workman's comp insurance. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Yep.
In progress.
Great. And the office will be open every day except next Wednesday. I will be off. I have something for my children that day.
Oh, that's on the...
Yes, it's posted. So Greg will be here that day. So.
Is he in England
again? No.
He came here.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Fine.
I see.
All right. Anything else under your section?
Nope, I think that's it.
All right, we'll move on. Payments for May, or the claims, I should say.
We'll move to approve the four ATCH payments and check number 17.
Can you hold on just 1 second? Sorry.
We got to add.
We got to add something, but Council Member Odoms, did you find anything out about sending today?
What happened is I looked at the... CenturyLink bill, and it was about $35 more than what it has been. So I stepped up and talked to Sherry about that this afternoon. And one of the credits that we've been getting all along, we didn't get. So I got a copy of last month's bill and this month's bill, and I contacted CenturyLink and got jacked around to three different departments. And by the time that I called the last department that I had told I should contact, they were closed because it was after 5 o'clock. So I'm going for that tomorrow. That's that bill for $100 and some there for CenturyLink. I think we probably are going to have to pay it, and if we get an adjustment on it.
They'll just credit it next month.
Go up next time.
But the one thing I should note is that when we had, and this is for the phone line down at the hall where Greg has got his office, and we've got internet access down there for Greg. And we knew at the time we ordered that line that the price was going to be only good for 10 months. And then after that 10-month period, it was going to go up by $10.
Okay, but that's...
But that's still, that's not $30. So I'll find out more about that.
Well, then we'll put it in there to pay it.
So do we want to include it? Is that what? Yeah.
And that's already on there.
It's already on there. It was just a question.
Okay.
But we do need to include, if we can also add another one for $5,931 for workman's comp.
Oh, so that'd be check number 17398?
Right.
17398?
17398. Right? Right, yep. For $5,931.
That would give us a new total of, are you adding already?
$24,749.97.
Alright, so then I'll move to approve the four ash payments, check number 17368 through check number 17398 for a total of $24,749.97.
Second. Motion made and seconded to approve the four ash payments and check number 17368 to 17398 for a total of $24,749.97. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Move on to city council reports. Mr. Orms?
I looked at this thing that we got in the council packet about Mediacom, seeing where they want anywhere from $169.98 to $229.98 for internet and TV service. So that, of course, is outrageous. And in the paper last week, I think it was, it says that households now are canceling their cable service for the cable TV channels and getting most of that through the internet. So apparently the trend is changing so that people are now relying on the internet for their TV viewing. Knowing that we had Jaguar out here back in February of last year when that guy talked to us about putting in fiber optic internet phone service and TV service, I decided to call down there to Jaguar today and see what was going on. And they basically said that they've had some inquiries from residents living in Hamburg inquiring about getting their service installed. And of course, they aren't installed. They're capable of doing that yet because they haven't got the whatever they have to get done so people can have it right into their house. So I said, well, what does that really take? And he said, well, the city has to ask them or show an interest in the fact that we want them to come in and provide cable TV and internet and phone service. And then they come in and they make their presentation, and if it's acceptable to the city, then the city says, okay, go draw up a franchise agreement. And as I understood it, all of this is done at their expense because they're the ones that are ultimately going to benefit by getting the franchise here in the city. So that's what it is. We're going to have to coordinate this with Jerry and also what the council's wishes are. But I mean, you look at these prices here that they've got. $169.98 a month is their cheapest price, and what Jaguar offered us was $49.95 a month for, I think it was 20 megabit download, plus, you know, I think it was 172 TV channels or whatever. So I think that this is something, you know, the guy that had the heart attack and passed away last August, he, when he was here and made his presentation, he said we could, you know, he anticipated that we could get cable TV, get their system operational in Hamburg starting in September of last year, but apparently, and from what this guy I talked to today said, is that because the city didn't follow up on it, they didn't think we were interested.
We made 18 calls to people, and they never got back to us.
And that may be, but I was, I was insistent. I called their main office, and I says, we're sitting here waiting to, for something to happen. And I says, if you don't want us, let us know so we don't have to sit here.
I mean, how many times did Jeremy say that he's tried to contact them and they don't get back?
Well, and I believe what also happened is they were involved in some big project and.
They're expanding. Their website, they're expanding all over the state.
And that's what they gave us as the reason at that time last fall that we were kind of put on the back burner because they were concentrating on that area at that point.
And apparently there's, there's so much fiber installation going on in the state, and there's only so many contractors who do that. And so Jaguar is not the contractor. They subcontract that laying of cable and whatnot. But, I think it might not hurt to, invite somebody from their company to our next meeting in June and see what you've got to say.
I agree.
So, want me to make that call? I can do it. The guy said he's going to talk to the CEO of the company and get back to me on Friday. So, if you want me to invite him here for the June meeting, I can do that. He said it takes about 6 weeks once the city says go ahead and do it for the video.
The CEO's park should be in the office someplace because I was at one of the Carver County leader meetings last year. That's when I found out that the rep had passed on.
Yeah.
I talked with the CEO and he gave me the card and I know I gave it to Jeremy. So.
And this guy is one of the partners and he and the guy that died are really good buddies. And so he was going to talk to the CEO today after our phone conversation. Get back.
Do you want me to have Jeremy reach out to him?
I think
that'd probably be best.
Do you want me to do that? I mean, I don't know if Jeremy's been in contact, but I'll leave a note for Jeremy when he comes back that he should contact Jaguar.
Yeah, I think so. Anybody drove through the office.
Yeah, I will do that.
I'll send him an email basically what I did and what I learned today and ask him to call.
Yeah.
That's it.
Can do that. Okay.
Well, I was just kind of wondering if there's a bathroom there at the moment again, Mr. Wonder, if we have anybody talking about the upgrade to the handicap bathrooms down there in the park?
Well, in light of the recent information that was shared today by Schulze, the current bathrooms being plugged up just with the current system, I don't think we have the ability, unless we upgrade the system,
we'd have to tear it down and rebuild the whole thing.
Well, I don't know if it would have to rebuild, but we'd probably have to gut.
It'd be a lot of renovation.
So I think if the project were to move forward, it would have to be a project that we'd be redoing the whole bathrooms and not just adding a handicap. Right. Otherwise, I think we, like I said, exasperate the situation.
Wouldn't be good.
That's all I got.
I don't have any.
Steve?
I see that they were going to replace some poles in town. Do you know when they were going to start doing that?
Yeah, let me find it. Just stick that away here.
These are just wooden poles, right?
I believe so, yes. We were actually the email we got was actually from a contractor that Excel works with. So it's Excel's pole.
Michael.
I can't find it. But I believe on there it does say within the next week or two. And we got this, I think I got this on Friday.
Oh.
I think it said within the next week or two and it should be done by July.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, looks like there's quite a few poles.
Yeah. He had contacted us just making sure he didn't need a permit or anything to do the work in town here. So, and they said as long as they knew where the poles were going to be and we could present it to them so we knew where the work was going to be done, it was not an issue. The only thing we'll have to watch, I suppose, with street projects. I thought of that the other day.
Yeah, we have
some of those projects.
Right, when that comes in.
The other thing would be is just let him know when the Summerfest is happening, and then when that bike rally's coming through, I don't know if we're going to work on a Saturday or not, but.
Yeah. So.
All right, anything else?
No, sure.
I don't have anything else either. Being that said, anything else for the city? Otherwise, then look.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion made and seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.